Panic Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice. God bless America. God bless you for being here. It's been quite a week last week. What will this week shape up like? I don't know, but we've got a lot of work to do right here. That I can guarantee you as we deal with a babbling herd of sheep. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, President Biden at the G7 summit has once again, he has America's checkbook open and ready to spend your tax dollars to God only knows do what. And number two, who was the Supreme Court leaker? Is it possible it was a conservative who was trying to take some of the bite out early so the decision was already known weeks in advance? Some are wondering, like me. And number three, in the end, the terrible decision of Roe v. Wade was sent to the garbage pail of history where it belongs, and not because it was abortion or that it allowed, in fact, legalized abortion across the country, but simply because it was a wretched decision. A wretched decision, not based on the Constitution or precedent or common law or American history or much of anything, but rather a decision conjured up out of thin air by activist liberal justices in the glow of the late 1960s and the early 1970s. That judicial misdeed, that judicial misconduct has finally, after 49 years, been corrected. And despite all the anger and the outrage from some, abortion still not illegal in America. But it is now a decision the states will make, and not something that will be dictated by the federal government. The states will decide for themselves what is appropriate. We, of course, do this with the pending decision because of the late draft opinion written by Samuel Alito. And the final opinion, from what I can tell, what I've read, seems nearly identical. Alito made some very important points that were in line with comments from Ruth Bader Ginsburg back in 2013. For example, abortion was illegal in all 50 states, and more so the farther pregnancy proceeded. When the 14th Amendment was ratified, 3/4 of the states had already made it a crime. And Alito made clear why the court had long avoided recognizing rights that were not expressly outlined in the Constitution. He made several important clarifications, for example. Alito made clear that this decision only applies to abortion and should not be seen as a pathway to overturning any other decisions, period. The theme was clear. The judicial activism of 1973 is not consistent with American jurisprudence or its history, and it is not for the court to decide its own theory on life, ever, because that's what they did. They put forth their own theory on life. And by doing so, they usurped the power away from the people and their elected officials. Those are clearly things the Constitution places in the hands of we the people, therefore the states. Alito concluded this way. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority, we now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. Seems fair and clear. The problem is, of course, instead of accepting the decision of the nation's high court, the Democrats, unable to lose gracefully and regroup to proceed with new plans to persuade voters and lawmakers to their point of view, they instead threaten violence and then carry it out in some cases. But just as concerning elected officials in high office say they will not enforce anti-abortion laws at all, ever, they don't care what the Supreme Court has to say. For example, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel says abortion remains legal in her state. Many don't agree with that because of a 1931 law. But here's what she said.
But I think it should be clear to everyone, because I know that some of the healthcare systems, hospital systems have displayed some uncertainty when it comes to what the law is as of right now. And the law is that the 1931 law cannot be enforced until or unless a court of law lifts that stay that's in place right now. So as of right now, abortion remains legal exactly as it was before the Dobbs decision came down. But of course, we don't know what will happen in the future.
Yeah,
we don't know what will happen in the future. But I talked to several attorneys, both sides of the aisle. They say abortion is not legal in Michigan today. Confusion. This is the kind of confusion that will be sorted out in several states as we go forward. We'll stay in Michigan for a moment longer, though, because Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to condemn violence by groups like Jane's Revenge, violence aimed at churches and centers that help women with problem pregnancies. Instead, she did what the Democrats have been doing all weekend. She attacked the Supreme Court, tries to undermine the court's legitimacy. The governor of Michigan undermining the court's legitimacy. How reckless is that? Here it is.
I want to ask you about this Homeland Security warning that domestic violent extremists may intensify violence. In the bulletin that CBS obtained, it specifically mentioned an incident in Michigan related to a pro-abortion rights group. How concerned are you about violence? What are you seeing on the ground?
I am concerned about a lot of things happening in the United States right now. And frankly, the last couple of decisions that came out of this United States Supreme Court are make America a lot more dangerous. More guns, fewer rights, less health care. It is scary. And as a lawyer, it crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court. And I am very concerned about our long-term prosperity, our homeland security, and our safety.
So instead of saying Jane's Revenge has no place, this violence, this mob rule mentality has no place, and then go on to discuss the concerns she has. No, she attacks the Supreme Court. There are so many references to Clarence Thomas and the members of the court suggesting he should be assassinated, the court should be gunned down, and words that are not even permissible on the radio being spewed by the left, on Twitter, on Instagram, all over. Hateful threats against Clarence Thomas, Ginny Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, all of them. Repugnant comments trying to undermine the legitimacy of the United States Supreme Court. When Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973, and the right to an abortion was pulled out of thin air, the conservatives didn't riot in the streets and target the sitting justices of the Supreme Court and threaten to kill them. No, they worked for 50 years to change the outcome, to fix the issue, to update their arguments, to work hard, to pray, and finally the outcome changed. That's the way it works. This Supreme Court's the first conservative court since before the Great Depression. It took that long for the conservatives to get a position where they could have a case that they could challenge the legitimacy of a bad decision. It was a bad decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said so. Anybody that reads the decision knows that it was a bad decision based on flimsy arguments, to say the least. We'll continue with the response from people like Stacey Abrams when we return here on the Steve Gerber Show.
Shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away.
Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet.
3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine.
Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet.
Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.